The Shiny Pug, or Coloring Line Art. When drawing on the computer or tracing a real pencil sketch, use a very thin brush, as thin as you can go. Because when coloring a circle, for example, you simply use the contiguous selection tool with a grow setting so that the selection that is created on the inside cuts into your line art and as a result becomes tucked beneath it. If you have an intricate design, like eyes on a face or a sphere within a sphere, there's no good reason why there should be a large gap between the spheres, between the different colors of the spheres. This will allow you to turn off your line art and just see the gradient version, which is also very beautiful. The color of the eyeball and the color of the face should touch as much as possible. You should be able to turn off the lines in your illustration and not see holes where the lines were. If you choose to make your illustration more realistic by removing the lines and extending the gradients, you won't have to go around all the edges filling in the holes left by the lines that you have now removed. To be fair, using a selection tool to select an area defined by your drawing and then filling it with color is not the perfect approach, but gosh darn it, is it fast, and it is almost powerful. It's probably what everyone is using. And it is perfect, perfect, if all you are doing is just illustrations. Another alternative is not to use the selection tool, just use a standard brush and paint over your line art like a normal person. This does not mean that you are eliminating your line art, because once you are done painting, you can move the line art layer above your painting. There are no holes here, no problems. You end up with an illustration that can have strong outlines, or no lines at all, just gradients that you painted. But the problem here is that you have to be careful not to go over the line, which is what the contiguous selection tool is sort of kind of really helping you with. The best approach, of course, is a fusion of both. Use the contiguous selection tool along with grow selection under select menu and paint over your line art wisely with foresight. So here, the selection tool allows you not to worry about going over the line, and manually growing it will help you wisely stack your layers without any holes and in a way that is compatible with your line art beneath, so that you can bring it back above your painting if you wish.